Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 109 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host, as usual. Today, I have a good friend of mine, Diana Steepleton from Call Ruby, or Ruby Receptionist, depending on how you want to identify them. Ruby Receptionist is a remote reception service that I use. I've used them since way before I started The Law Entrepreneur, so I'm very comfortable in touting them as a potential vendor for you as you want to outsource the reception function at your office, whether you have, you know, whether you're in a virtual setting or a shared setting, or whether you have your brick and mortar environment. You may want to not hire a full or part-time receptionist and instead outsource that function to a remote service or a virtual service such as Call Ruby. I made that decision years ago, and I am delighted with that choice. I know there are other vendors out there besides Call Ruby, but I think they're phenomenal. I think they're great. And we're going to have a conversation here. Diana and I, we're trying not to get too salesy over it. I want to explore just what a service, whether you choose Call Ruby or somebody else, just what that type of service can do for you as a solo practitioner or a small firm in order to create some efficiencies and create the environment for your client base and your potential client base that is professional and sustaining. So without any further delay, let's talk with Diana Steepleton. Diana Steepleton, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you for a whole number of reasons. But before we get into that, Diana, tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Yeah. So I've been with Ruby 9 years, actually 9 years and 5 days. But well, before I came to Ruby, I have an MBA and I worked for AT&T on the equipment side for about 9 years. So I've got a lot of telecom background. And then I started and ran with a partner, a market research data collection company. So I know what it's like to build a company from zero through, we had about 550 people at our peak and made the Inc. 500 list 3 times. So I know, you know, the trials and tribulations of owning a small business. And then I came to Ruby, as I said, about 9 years ago. And I've worn all sorts of different hats here, know it in and out. I think someone told me the other day, I'm the 8th most tenured employee here. And we have about 470 people now. So
really, you guys are that big now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in 3 offices, all in the Portland area. Within about a 6-mile radius, actually. But all of our employees work in our offices here in Portland. And we just keep getting more space.
And I think when we last met, you were telling me that your title had something to do with partners.
Yeah. So my title today is VP of Partner Engagement. We have a lot of, we keep changing my title. I like that one though. But we work with a lot of bar associations and a lot of other organizations, particularly attorney organizations, you know, National Association of variety of types of attorneys. Mm-hmm. And we're a member benefit of a lot of state bars and local bars. And I work with all of those partners and help keep their members happy and help make sure, you know, it's a win-win-win. The bar gets something, we get something, and ideally, you know, the customers end up with a better deal on a good service. So, like I said, it's a win-win-win all the way around.
So that's the hat that you wear these days.
Yes, it is.
And just for full disclosure here for our audience, you know, one of the things I like about having folks on like Ruby Receptionist is when I have the opportunity to talk to a vendor, so to speak, that I mm-hmm. have been a client of for a long time, and that's Ruby. So if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that Ruby Receptionist is my receptionist for my law firm and has been for a long, long time. And it predates the podcast. So I'm very comfortable touting the virtues of Ruby because I know exactly what you folks offer and, you know, how valuable you can be to a small firm, a solo or otherwise. So let's take a step back a little bit and tell our audience a little bit just exactly what does Call Ruby do?
Yeah, so we are a live remote receptionist service. And it's interesting, we've been in business about 15 years. It'll be 15 years in June. And when we started, we referred to ourselves as a virtual receptionist service. And we referred to ourselves as that for many, many years. And in the last couple of years, virtual has started to mean something different to a lot of people. People call us all the time and say, oh, you're real life people who answer the phones? And we say, yes, that's what we mean by a virtual receptionist. Right. And they say, oh, when I think virtual, I think computer, you know? So we've started calling ourselves a live remote receptionist service recently. Okay. To help bridge that understanding gap. But essentially what we do is we are live remote receptionists. So we answer the phone sounding like we're sitting in your firm, and we do our best to really sound like an in-house receptionist, to make great impression on your callers, to be as helpful to those people as we possibly can. We transfer calls through to people live. So, you know, just like an in-house receptionist would, we can take detailed messages. We can do intake for a potential new client. We can answer frequently asked questions. We can even make outgoing calls to confirm appointments or relay information or gather information. Our mission really is to keep human connections alive. So, you know, you call someone and you get an automated attendant or you get voicemail. You know, first of all, you don't know if they're gone to lunch for an hour or gone to the Bahamas for a week. But second of all, you know, there's no real connection there. You leave someone a message, they call you back, but you might sit and worry while after you've left that message, you know, when is that person going to call me back? Should I really just wait or should I go and call another attorney kind of thing? Whereas our receptionists, really, their goal is for each call to try to make that person have a better day because they had that call than they would have otherwise, you know? So just keep the idea of keeping human connections alive in this increasingly kind of, you know, virtual technology focused world where you never get to talk to a real live friendly person anymore.
You know, I'll just share my own experience. So, I mean, when I first started as a solo practitioner, I did what my former boss did, and that is every time I was out of the office, I forwarded the office phone to my cell phone. Uh-huh. And I frequently, or if I wasn't going to be available, I would leave a updated voicemail message to say, you know, I'm in court today. I hopefully will be done at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, that seemed to work fine. But I got to tell you, there would be times I'd forget to update my message, and I'd get a call from somebody that says, oh, listen, your message is a week old.
So, right.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Plans. Yeah.
So that doesn't exactly leave the best impression on potential new clients. And in the end, I wanted a more personable and more direct experience for people who call my office. And that's why I turned to Call Ruby. And I suspect that that's the story that you get from a lot of your attorney clients.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and a lot of people do, you know, for a lot of our customers, we answer all of their calls. We are their receptionist, you know, but a lot of people want to answer their own phones when they're available and just want to be able to, you know, have someone handle it when they're not, when they are in court or in a meeting or doing something else. And so a lot of people do set it up so that it forwards on a delayed basis. So it might ring to you in your office a couple rings first. And if you're there and you feel so inclined, you can pick it up and answer it. But if you're not there and you, you know, you don't have to remember to do anything, you've gone off to court, whatever, you're busy, or you're there, but you're busy doing something, you're talking to someone, or you just look at the caller ID and think, I don't want to take that call at this exact moment, you can just let it go and know that that caller will still be handled well and by us.
And I know I can hear folks in the audience saying, well, how does this really work? Because I suspect that people are going to be able to tell that this is a remote receptionist mm-hmm. service, and am I really getting a personable or a tailored experience out of this arrangement? And of course, I'm going to say yes, but you tell me why.
Yeah, you are, and it's a combination of things. It's a combination of our receptionists who, you know, we hire people who, again, are trying to make a difference in people's day, and our software that enables them to sound like they really are an in-house receptionist. So I'll give you a couple examples. In fact, someone told me a story this morning of that they had, was a relatively new employee, and he was listening in on some calls this morning just to see how it all works. And he said that someone called and said that someone showed up for a meeting with flowers for the receptionist because she'd always been so friendly and helpful. Stunned that the person was, that it's a service and potentially, you know, any number of different receptionists who've been answering those calls. But yeah, those are my favorite stories. But absolutely, the software, when a call comes in for a customer of ours, the software pops in front of the receptionist and it shows the exact verbatim greeting that they should say. And if it's something that's potentially difficult to pronounce, there's a little whisper feature that will whisper the greeting to the receptionist so they get the pronunciation of the name correct. And then the receptionist will also see the names of all the people who work in the firm, anyone who might take a call for that firm, and then the types of things that people might be calling about. So someone might call and have a question about their bill, and you know they don't know who they want to talk to. They just know what they want to talk about. So we can direct them to the right person because the receptionist has that information. It can also tell them that they want different types of calls handled differently. You know, some people say, you know, if a call comes from the courts or from opposing counsel, try to find me at all costs. But if it's an existing client who calls, you know, maybe take a message and tell them I'll call them back in a few hours. If a potential new client calls, try to reach me. But if you can't reach me, do these, you know, 8 intake questions because it'll help them feel they engaged with my firm a little and, you know, help give me some good information to get my ducks in a line before I call them back. And in terms of, you said something about, is it really a customized experience? You know, we've been adding things to our software. It's our software that we've written ourselves that the receptionist use, and we keep adding things to it to try to make it a more and more customized experience based on feedback we get from our receptionists. Because our receptionists really want to sound in-house, you know? So they want to have the answers to like the frequently asked questions of, you know, do you offer a free consultation? Well, of course we do. You know, they want to have all that at their fingertips so that they can, again, sound in-house. And we recently added a weather feature so that it shows the receptionist the previous 2 days' weather, the current day's weather, and the next 2 days' weather, where our customer is. So a customer of ours is in New York City, and a caller calls up and says, oh my God, can you believe this weather? The receptionist wants to be able to say, seriously, like it snowed yesterday and it's going to be 70 today. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But without, you know, without that at their fingertips, they couldn't. They would just go, oh yeah, yeah. You know?
I'm going to add to your story lore just along those lines. Mm-hmm. So, and how personable the experience can be. As an estate planner, you know, I have some clients that are getting up there in age. They're almost as old as I am. And so it's not always easy to find my office.
Okay.
Particularly since GPS, if you plug it in your phone, puts you in the middle of the block for some unknown reason.
Oh.
And the door to my office is on the corner.
Okay.
Well, I had this happened twice. Client who couldn't find my office called the number, and Ruby answered and said, okay, well, where are you?
Oh,
and
they
pulled
love
up,
doing
pulled
that.
Up the map and said, okay, you're actually a block away. Turn to your left. You see the big clock tower? Walk towards that clock tower. And when you get to the end of the block, you're going to see a glass door and with, you know, some stairs beyond the door. Go through that glass door and go up the stairs. And then we'll be right there. And, you know, these dear old folks did exactly that. And when I'm meeting them in an office space like that, this is a shared office space. I have a desk receptionist. Mm-hmm. And so the client walked up the stairs and said, thank you so very much for those directions. They were fabulous.
Right.
And so fortunately, the desk personnel there knew enough to say, okay, well, we're glad you you were able to make it.
Yeah,
and
they played along.
Played along. And so it was a completely seamless, personal experience for my client. And to me, you know, I contacted you folks after that happened and said, look, I actually think that's above and beyond what I've contracted for.
The receptionist loved doing that.
I was just thrilled. So, you know, you can add that to the lore.
I will. I will, for sure.
What happens. So, you know, I'm interested in a couple things that you talked about, because the easiest thing to understand in terms of using a remote reception services like this is, you know, in the solo environment such as I'm in, if I'm not available on the phone, it goes right to Ruby. Or mm-hmm. I have it set up that you guys answer it all the time. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way for it to work with for me. But you kind of mentioned in passing there that you also offer the service of maybe doing a brief intake or taking mm-hmm. more of a message, and even on occasion booking a consultation and doing the follow-up confirmation call. Tell me how that works and how one arranges for that to be a seamless operation.
Yeah, so it involves a couple things. We are always happy to do an intake. So if a customer of ours asks us to ask a series of questions, and it's really your intake form. We don't have a set intake form, obviously, because right. it's going to be different for every firm. So whatever questions you ask us to ask, we are happy to do so. And then we can do some basic calendaring. We don't have a super robust calendaring system. We're kind of just getting launching with this, haven't been doing it for super long. So we go through a system called Calendly, which is a website. It's a service that's actually free in its most basic form, and it allows us to, it interfaces with Outlook and Google Calendar and all sorts of different calendaring systems that people might be using. And so it enables our customers to say to us through Calendly, these chunks of time are free. And if someone, you know, potential new client or an existing client calls and wants to book an appointment, you know, these are the lengths of time. Like an existing client might be this long of an appointment, and a potential new client might be, you know, a different amount of time, and that we can, through Calendly, push those calendar events to the person's calendar. We cannot reach through Calendly and pull anything off. If someone calls and says they want to cancel an appointment, we can just take that message and convey that the person wants to cancel. We can't actually remove it from the calendar, but we can put things on the calendar. And then a lot of our customers email us daily, actually, and say, hey, here's all the, you know, or maybe weekly, and say, here's all the appointments that I have coming up. Call all these people and confirm these appointments. Particularly, like, we see it a lot with elder law, that people say, you know, could you call and confirm this appointment and remind them to bring A, B, and C with them? You know, and the benefit of that is not only that the person comes more prepared for the meeting, and that, you know, it only takes us a couple minutes to make that call. If you make that call as the attorney, what I've been told a lot is that when you get that person on the phone, they say, oh, while I have you, I have all these questions for you.
Absolutely. And
you didn't have time for that 30-minute conversation right then. You just wanted to make sure they showed up tomorrow with their stuff, you know? So we've been told it's really invaluable to have us make those calls instead, because they're short and they're quick, and it helps ensure that people will show up with the stuff they're supposed to show up with and at the time.
This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight. Daylight is the Mac CRM and case management tool I've been using for years to manage my practice. If you're feeling swamped trying to keep track of cases and clients, but you don't want to pay the hefty price tag of something like Salesforce or other legal-specific tools, I recommend you give Daylight a look. Daylight helps me prioritize my day. It helps me keep track of my clients, cases, documents, emails, calendars, to-dos, and reminders, all in one place. The case management part of Daylight makes it really easy to organize all the details and work for each case, so things are done on time. The best part of Daylight is that it lets you work offline. You don't need an internet connection to pull up case details or info about a client like with other CRMs and case management tools. And new in Daylight is their Zapier integration, so you can automate things like pulling new leads from a contact form on your website right into Daylight. And for techies like me, you know that integration with tools like Zapier is really fundamental to making something like Daylight work the way you want it to work. So to learn how Daylight can help you grow your practice, visit marketcircle.com/daylight. And be sure to let them know you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount on your first month subscription. That's Daylight by Market Circle. This episode is also brought to you by my friends at Spotlight Branding. I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to keep me top of mind with my referral network. Visit spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in the law entrepreneur. Spotlightbranding.com/TLE, brought to you by our friends at Spotlight Branding. One of the things that I really like about all of this is that, you know, if you think about having a real live person out in your reception area who's answering the phones and greeting people as they come into the office and making outgoing calls and confirming appointments and all of that, you're able to do all of that remotely. And so it really is as if you were sitting right there.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is that our technology really does power all of this. So we have a very robust app that lets our customers see all their calls and their messages, but it also lets them keep us posted as to their status. We used to call it whereabouts, and we now call it status, which is, you know, if normally your call handling instructions say that we should try you at your desk, and if we can't reach you and it's important, maybe try you on your cell, you know, some combination thereof, you could say, you know, you could update us to your status to say, hey, I'm going to court until 3, let people know that. So it enables us to not only not put your caller on hold and try you, right, which saves you some receptionist time, it also is just a much better experience for your caller when we say, hey, he's in court until 3, can I have him call you? Great.
To me, the app is one of the strongest selling points and features of the service. You know, runs on my, you know, my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I guess, is there an Android client as well?
Sure. Yep, there is.
So it runs on virtually everybody's phone. And I pull a lot of data off the app. You know, mm-hmm. I can look at the call history. I can scroll back to see, you know, who called when. I use that in some cases for billing purposes.
Yep, because we don't charge for the time you talk to your caller, but we log it for you.
Yeah.
So you can go in and look at that.
Yeah, and that has actually been a very pleasant surprise. I was not, well, we didn't have the app initially.
You didn't have the app when you signed up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when I signed up.
You know, and the other thing we've added to our app, and I don't know if you're aware of, is that we can actually host people's local numbers for them. So it used to be, if you signed up years ago, we could give you a toll-free number to forward your published number to. But if you were brand new starting out and you say, hey, could we give you a number? We could say, well, we can if you're in the Portland metropolitan area, but not elsewhere. But now we can actually provide local numbers for people anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. And if they already have a number, we can host it for them, which means we take over financial responsibility for it. We pay for it for them as long as they're, you know, using our service, and then we give it back when they're done. And it enables them to go through our app and make outgoing calls from either their business phone number or their cell phone number. So you're out and about and you want to call a client, you don't want them to know your cell phone number, you can still call them from the Ruby app on your cell phone, using your, and have it identify, you know, the caller ID will show up on their end as your business line.
I think that is a tremendous feature, because one of the things I do as well from estate planning, I still do a little bit of family law. Hmm. And there are times when, you know, you really don't, well, it doesn't matter what kind of version practice area you work in, but there are times when you really don't want your clients to have access to your cell phone number.
Right.
You need to call them. And you bite that bullet, you know, you say, okay, it's important enough, I need to call them, I guess I just have to deal with it. But
yeah,
with the new features that you have of being able to host that number, then you've solved that problem.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, lets you keep that number private. It keeps you keep your, you know, professionalism up, as it were, and give you the convenience of just being wherever you want and still looking like you're calling from your office.
You know, as a solo, as a true solo in my case, one of the concerns that I had was, will I ever be able to take a vacation again? Will I ever be able to do that with a family? And aside from the question of whether or not I'll have enough business to support myself to do that, you know, the logistics, the mechanics of how do I treat incoming calls from clients, prospective clients, if I'm in the Caribbean, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I have is a status that says I'm on travel.
Yeah.
And so when the call comes into Ruby, so, well, Mr. Tyre's on travel, but he's left instructions that he's available via his email and invites you to reach out to him that way, or else I can take a message and at certain times he'll try and get back to you. So that has relieved for me the whole worry about how's it going to look to my client base if I go to the beach for a week?
Right. And you're a real live normal human being and you want to occasionally not have to work all the time, you know? But the nice thing is that when you have real people answering your phone, it also allows for those exceptions, you know, that if some major crisis comes up, we could call you on your cell phone in the Caribbean and tell you what's going on.
And you have.
You know, we hear the story a lot.
It says, listen, I'm sorry to break the protocol, but this appears to be an emergency for this reason.
Yeah, I think the classic example that I hear from the receptionist is someone has updated their status to say they're going to be in a meeting for the afternoon. And then that person's kid's school calls and says that their kid fell on the playground and broke their arm. So the receptionist will call the person in the meeting and say, very sorry to go outside of your call handling instructions, but your kid's school just called. Here's what happened. No one's ever unhappy about that. I mean, they're of course unhappy that their child is injured. But, you know, it's the difference between having real life people who are caring, concerned human beings, you know, versus something automated that wouldn't have the ability to do that.
Right. Well, it's like I said, I've been a happy client for a long time here. And I think one of the reasons I have been so is obviously the service that Ruby provides. And again, just to reiterate, I was a client long before the podcast, and I don't get a dime from Ruby for having you guys on the podcast. So this is all my personal opinion about the quality of the service. I think a lot of it has to do with your own internal work environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do a little bit of research, you find out that you guys have won a ton of awards for a long time about being one of the best places in the world to work.
Yeah. You know, a few years ago, I want to say maybe it was 4 years ago, was the first time Fortune magazine actually named us one of the best small businesses in the U.S. to work for. And we went to the event to receive the award. We were told we were in the top 50. And we didn't know what number we were. And as they started getting closer and closer to number one, we're sitting at our table thinking, this is so embarrassing. We're not on this list. We were invited erroneously. Yeah. This is going to be mortifying, you know? And it gets closer and closer and closer. And they named us the number one best small business in the U.S. to work for. Yeah. And we were floored. So 3 years in a row, we made the top three of their list. And I will say, we did not make it this last year. We made mention, you know, we're not in the top 50. But we made mention on their list, but not in the top 50. And it was a big deal to us. It was a great moment of, you know, a badge of honor for us. Like that's, you know, more important than growing quickly. We want to be a great place to work. And so, you know, we took all the feedback we got from those surveys and said, you know, we need to make some changes. As you grow bigger and bigger, it's harder and harder to maintain that fabulous place to work. We're still a great place to work, but we want to be a fabulous place to work again. And, you know, and we work on that. If your goal is to have receptionists making, you know, having wonderful conversations with these callers and the clients, the only way they can really do that is if they are genuinely happy. Yeah. And so, you know, we have nice offices. They are paid well. They get wonderful benefits, including, you know, a sabbatical, a 5-week sabbatical every 5 years. And we have a number of receptionists who've been with us long enough. There's one who's been on her second sabbatical already. But, you know, that we care for these people. This is a real professional job and we treat them as such. And, you know, and that enables them to provide the awesome service that we want to provide.
And on top of that, they've also been voted one of the best green companies to work for.
Yep, it's really important. You know, we're in Portland, Oregon. It's a big deal for us.
It is a big deal in Portland and in the Northwest specifically, or more generally. But just from the perspective of being responsible to our planet, and I know I sound like I'm tooting you guys' horn, but to me, that's a big deal. If I had the choice to work with a remote receptionist vendor, I'm going to work with somebody who pays attention to the environment and pays attention to their employees because it's a better company.
Well, thank you.
And I'm willing to pay a premium for that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's that important.
Yeah. And I really think, you know, and the green thing is very important to us. I think as important as it is, our employees being happy is, you know, even more so. And it's fun to watch our talent department kind of on this constant, like, well, what else could we do? What, you know, I I keep seeing them coming up with new benefits that we could offer and new, you know, that they've been very proud that we offer wonderful health insurance and, you know, medical and dental and vision and all of it, you know, and that they're able to, as we get bigger, we're able to negotiate better and better deals. And so while typically health insurance costs go up every year for everybody, ours have not been going up the last couple of years, even though our coverage is getting better. And, you know, it's those types of things. And, you know, we recently increased how long we give people for parental leave. You know, I've yet to come up with the right term for this, but with the acquisition of a child, you know, you don't have to have one if you adopt one, or, you know, a child comes into your life and is part of your family now, you are eligible for paid parental leave. And we just extended it another few weeks to, you know, just be a little more understanding for how hard that is when a baby comes into your life, right. You know. But every time we do those types of things, I get a big smile and a very proud moment in my life of, yeah, that's, you know, the bigger we get and the more we can provide those great benefits for people, it's just this wonderful circle of then we provide a better service because they're happier, you know?
For sure. Now, I'm kind of wandered off the script here a little bit, but that's what I do. One of the things that we've been talking about recently on the show with a lot of other vendors is this move towards integration between services. Mm-hmm. And we recently had the folks on from Clio, and we've had Rocket Matter on before. And I know that you guys have some integration with those case management tools and some others. Talk about that and how that works.
Yeah, so we only have three integrations at this point, and you've named two of them. So Clio and Rocket Matter, and then Lexicata as well.
Oh, well, Lexicata makes sense in terms of your intake management. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yep. So, and we will have more in the future, but that's what we've established so far. So the way it works is basically that we take a message for someone and say you're a Clio user, that message feeds straight into Clio and it goes, I can't remember what the page is called, but it's a log of a communication log page of some sort. And then you can go in and assign it to a matter because we don't obviously know which matter it's associated with. But it just makes it that much easier for that information to get into Clio for you. It also enables our receptionist to see the contacts from Clio. So we don't see anything else. We don't see anything we should not see. We've been very careful about that. But that we can find people's names and make sure we're spelling them right so they get associated more easily within the software, you know?
Yeah, I think that what that would help to ensure is that calls that go through Ruby get captured in the appropriate legal matter under your CRM.
Yep. And you bill properly for it.
I think that's tremendous. Well, exactly. Listen, Diana, we probably could sit here and yak about the wonders of Ruby receptionists for a while. I know that I think the first time I ever met you all was at Victor Medina's conference, which used to be called Milo Fest several years ago down in Florida.
That was me. I was there.
Yeah. And I think you and I shared when we last met that I went to the back of the room and chatted with you folks, you specifically, and I signed up on the spot. That's how convinced I was right then and there that the service was exactly what I was looking for, and I've been a happy client ever since. So
yay,
I'm glad that we could reconnect, I think we at the tech show, and I'm thrilled that you could take the time to be with us today on The Law Entrepreneur. Diana, tell our audience, if they want to reach out to you specifically or to Ruby in general, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so we can be found online, obviously, at callruby.com, callruby.com. If you have questions about the service, it's probably best to email hello@callruby.com. That goes to our sales group. We can answer questions about the service. I am Diana, D-I-A-N-A, @callruby.com if you have questions specifically for me. And our number is 866-611-RUBY. So 866-611-7829.
Fantastic. Well, Diana, again, thank you ever so much for being on the show today. And I wish everybody at Call Ruby a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Once again, I'd like to thank our friends at Market Circle, the makers of Daylight and Spotlight Branding, for being sponsors of today's podcast. Market Circles, as the makers of Daylight, provide the tool that I use to manage my cases, my clients, my calendar, my to-dos, the emails, and they do so all in one app that stays with me on my Mac, my iPhone, and my iPad. I use Daylight on my own in a solo environment, but you can also use it in a team. You can use Daylight to track the status of cases and delegate tasks to one another on your team, and you can see everyone's schedule all without having to interrupt anyone. Daylight is one of the tools that I use to stay organized, and it increases my efficiency, and therefore it only stands to reason that it'll do the same for you and your team if you use it in a broader environment. So visit marketcircle.com/daylight to try Daylight free for 30 days. And be sure to let them know that you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur in order to get a 50% discount on your first monthly subscription. Also, our friends at Spotlight Branding, as always, have been very helpful in sponsoring this podcast. You know, I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to help keep me top of mind with my referral network. So visit www.spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur. So spotlightbranding.com/TLE to access your free gift. And as always, make sure that you visit our website, www.thelawentrepreneur.com, to see everything that's going on with the podcast and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay in the know and be the first on your block, so to speak, to gain insight into what's going on here. So once again, thanks for being here this time around. I appreciate your listenership. Hope to see you again next week on The Law Entrepreneur.